Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is January 12th. The time is 10 a.m. Congressman Big Horse, will you say our morning prayer, please?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If y'all will join along. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear Lord Heavenly Father, thankful for the changing weather. We know it goes up and down, and we appreciate that. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon all those on the east and west coast, dear God, Heavenly Father, with all the things that they're going through, floods and fires and being displaced from homes and cars and things like that, dear God, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you help them along, dear God, Heavenly Father. And again, we ask that you be in our midst, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we do the business of the people, dear God, Heavenly Father. And we ask again that you bless our veterans, bless those that are in harm's way, bless our elders, and bless our little children. We ask these things in our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Present. Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next item on our agenda is approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman.
Without objection, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of yesterday's journal.
Motion. Is there a second to approve the journal?
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes, and we are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, all. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met yesterday and we reviewed ONCA 2314, an act to amend 15 ONC subsection 2319A to allow the treasurer and their designee contracting yes, contracting authority for payment under $250,000 and 15ONC-2319B to allow the treasurer to obligate funds for payments under $250,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Big Horse. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rebar, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. We also met on ONCA 2315, an act to amend ONCA 15ONC-2311G to move the date of the executive summary report of the annual audited financial reports of the Osage Nation from March 1st to July 15th and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor's Congressman Big Horse. The final committee action was a due pass. The voting results were 5 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse, and 1 no, Shaw. Committee also met on ONCA 2316, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $656,257 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. The final committee action was a due pass as a committee substitute. The voting results were 5 yes, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Good Fox, and Big Horse, 1 absent, Lemon. The committee met on ONCA 2317, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $981,196 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass, 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee met on ONCA 2318, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $128,836 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Committee met on ONCA 2319, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to authorize appropriation, modification, supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $396,165 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we are on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Assistant Chief, Speaker, congressional members. We met yesterday to discuss ONCR 2305, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from arbitration with the Pendleton Woolen Mills Incorporated Pendleton to create, manufacture, and produce the Osage Nation sesquicentennial commemorative Pendleton Blanket Project according to the custom manufacturing agreement executed between the parties. The sponsor was Congressman Keene. It says the date of the meeting was January 10th. Okay, and the final committee action was a due pass with 6 votes of yes from Rivard, Keene, Stabler, Tillman, Hamilton, and Lemon. We also met to discuss. ONCR 2306, a resolution to request the placement of fee lands into trust by the Secretary of the Interior. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. The date of the meeting was yesterday. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Keene, Stabler, Tillman, Hamilton, and Lemon. Thank you, Speaker.
Does that say the 10th or the 11th on your committee report?
The 10th.
It was the 10th. Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. We are now on motions and notices, and I just want to take a minute to get us all on the same page. So we had planned on having a long session day today, but we are having copier problems. We're not able to print or scan, and we weren't sure when we were able to get that remedied. So the plan is now we will have a long Tuesday. Everything that we have on the proclamation thus far has been reported out, with the exception of four bills. We have Congresswoman Lemon yesterday provided notice to amend the proclamation. She will have new things to introduce on Tuesday. From there, we will read those in. We will break for an appropriations meeting on Tuesday. It shouldn't be very long. We will come back in, report that out, and then break for engrossment purposes. And then Tuesday, try to finish up and vote everything up or down. And in the meantime, after everything is scanned, be checking your emails. And if anyone has any amendments for anything that's been reported out, if you would please try to look those over and get those in to staff and just provide a heads up tomorrow, that would be appreciated, so that we're not providing extra busy work on Tuesday for the staff. And then in the meantime, also rules and engross it, well, the people that are going to engross can be looking things over also over the course of the next couple of days, so that engrossment doesn't take a long time on Tuesday, so that we're not recessed for an extended amount of time. So that is just a request, and that's all we have for today. So Congresswoman Revard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Currently, we have a Commerce, Gaming, and Land meeting scheduled for Tuesday, the 17th at 1 p.m., and I will be working with the clerk to reschedule that. I'll cancel it that day, but I will reschedule.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Congresswoman Stabler?
Just to reiterate, so I'll notice that the Appropriations Committee will be IFS on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I apologize for that. We originally had noticed a Congressional Affairs Committee meeting for the 17th IFS. We will move that to the 18th at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Motion to adjourn to Tuesday the 17th at 10
Second.
A.m.
Motion on the floor in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Thank you.